Mayana Zant is a genetic counselor in Brazil. She directs the Human Genome Research Center at the University of Sao Paulo, and she joins us from the BBC studios in that city. Now, I'm curious to get your reaction to that story from Venezuela. What do you think is the ethically correct choice here? Should scientists offer genetic testing for Huntington's disease or withhold it?
I think that the people that are at risk should have the possibility to decide if they want or not to be tested. In our experience in Brazil, I'm not particularly working with Huntington's disease, but with other disorders of late onset, which are similar, like cerebellar ataxia. It's a disorder where you have a degeneration of the cerebellum. You lose the capacity of walking. You go to a wheelchair. And usually people die of respiratory failure. And we talk to the families. Some of them are very poorly educated. But we try to talk in a language that they can understand. Many young people don't want to be tested. That has to be their decision. But I think that they have to know that the test is available.
Now, in the case of Huntington's disease, one of the concerns that was raised by Nancy Wexler, who did the Huntington's research and we heard about in the story from Venezuela, she has heard from people who say if they knew they would get this lethal disease, that they would commit suicide. And is that something you've seen where people have tried to take their own lives?
Yes, I've seen people saying the same thing. I remember a lady when she was in her 40s and she was already affected by cerebral ataxia. And we took the test because we knew she was affected. And when we confirmed, she said, well, I have 3 children and I'm going to kill myself and the children.
Oh, my.
So she didn't, but that was her reaction. So after that, we are really very, very careful in giving the test. And we ask several times in several sessions why the person won the test, how the person is going to react if the test is positive. Because everyone wants to have the test to tell you that it's negative, that you don't have the mutation. But how you're going to react if you know that you have the mutation? It's a very, very difficult thing to carry with you, I think.
So clearly counseling is critical. It's not just testing, but it's educating.
Exactly.
Well, Mayana Zatz, you will be taking questions from our listeners online. I'll give more details on that in a minute. But in the United States, we are entering what some call the era of personal genomics. If you have the money and the desire, you can have your DNA read and your risks for genetic diseases evaluated. But I wonder, is this revolution passing much of the world by? Are there large populations in Brazil, for instance, for whom this information is simply not affordable or available?
Yes, there are a lot of people that cannot afford to have, but even those who can afford, I'm very concerned about these tests that are offered in pharmacies, for example.
Right, where you can actually buy something, put some saliva in it, and mail it off to a company.
That's right. I think that these tests that are being offered, most of them are not very helpful. And some of them are really funny because they predict if you are going to have blue eyes or things like that you don't need to be tested to know that. And the other tests, I really question how informative they are. There is a lot of debate about it. So at the moment, I really question the value of these tests.
But if I'm told that I may have an elevated risk of heart disease, mightn't that be useful, that I'll take extra care to watch my diet or to exercise?
For sure it will be. But at the moment, I don't think you'll have more information from a genetic test if you have your parents and other relatives dying or being affected by heart disorders. Maybe it will be more informative than having a test with a risk of, I don't know, 2 times more or 1.8. And even cancer, if you say that you have an increased risk of having cancer, but not a specific type of cancer, also you're going to be bananas. And if you're hypochondriac, it's going to be a nightmare.
Geneticist Mayana Zatz is the director of the Human Genome Research Center at the University of Sao Paulo. She's our guest in the World Science Forum through next week. You can come join our online conversation with her at theworld.org/science. Mayana Zatz, thank you so much for your time, and we'll be seeing you online.